Governor Cuomo, in remarks to his cabinet, says he expects a relatively quiet end to the legislative session. He says campaign finance reform, including public campaign financing, are measures that he supports, but says they are controversial and polarizing issues in the legislature.
It's an election year, so there's not a tremendous appetite for them to take on campaign financing this year.
Assembly Democrats back public campaign financing and have introduced a bill. Senate Republicans do not. Cuomo says there continues to be a wide gap between the two houses on the issue of increasing the minimum wage, with Democrats in favor of the measure, saying it's the morally correct thing to do, while Republicans warn it could cost some New Yorkers their jobs. The governor, who says he got most of what he wanted on his agenda during state budget talks, says he's instead pivoting to a new phase of his term and will focus on improving government function, including adopting green energy initiatives and promoting the state's new friendliness to business. Cuomo says an ad campaign is planned, but he says he won't be personally appearing in the commercials.
Basically, the analog to the I Love New York ads, but more focused about this is the state to do business in.
Cuomo's remarks come on the same day that the New York State Court of Appeals was hearing a challenge to the legislature's newly drawn district lines. Specifically, the Senate's creation of a 63rd district was in dispute. The governor says if the court were to throw out the lines, which the governor recently signed into law, then the end of the session might not be so tranquil.
Oh, that would complicate it. That would change. If that happens, take back everything I said before. I said when I signed the plan, I said, look, it is still subject to judicial review, right? There were all sorts of debates and questions about the legality of certain aspects of the plan. Is the 63rd seat legal? Is it not legal? And I said, look, the signing of the bill does not preclude the legal analysis of the plan. And that is exactly where we are. There were all sorts of discussions on whether or not the 63rd seat was legal. Now we're going to find out. And if it's not, the legislature is going to have to come back and revise the plan.
And the governor may have some other unexpected issues to deal with in the coming days and months as well. The Albany Times Union is reporting that the New York State Police is investigating whether at least one state trooper in the Buffalo area has been engaged in promoting a prostitution ring. The paper reports the trooper, Titus Taggart, has been suspended without pay. The Buffalo News reports that the allegations include transporting prostitutes over the Canadian border. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.